Well, good morning, everyone. I have 8 o'clock flash wireless time, and we'd like to welcome you this morning to our Morning Mojo calls. I am Nancy Holzman out of the Maryland Marketplace, and we love spending a little bit of time with you every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings to give you your morning's jolt worth of mojo to get you started on the right foot and to just put some positive influences into your life. We just like to, thank you guys for your participation, and we're glad to spend some time with you. So this morning I'm going to talk about a book called Before Happiness. Now, many years ago, probably about 2 years ago, I did a mojo call on a book that was written by the same author, Sean Acor, called The Happiness Advantage. And he wrote a second book after it because many people said, well, how do you get happy? If happiness is an advantage, how do you get happy? So he wrote a second book called Before Happiness after that. And it is about the 5 hidden keys to achieving success, spreading happiness, and sustaining positive change. Finding happiness is really one of the most common struggles for people of all ages and backgrounds. It's also the subject that this author, Sean Acor, is very, very familiar with. He's the winner of numerous teaching awards at Harvard University, where he delivers lectures on positive psychology. Acor is one of the world's leading experts on the connection between happiness and success. His research, Sean's research on happiness, has graced the cover of Harvard's Business Review. He's led over 2.6 million views on TED Talk and even caught the attention of Oprah Winfrey and was one of his guests once. So it's pretty safe to say he knows how to put a smile on your face. So let's talk about that a little bit this morning. As you know, a few years ago, he published his second book. It was a New York Times bestseller, The Happiness Advantage, which he proposed the notion that happy people are successful, not the other way around. See, many of us think we need to be successful first, and then happiness will follow. And that was what I did, you know, a mojo call on a few years ago. But again, naturally, the question came up for a lot of his readers, okay, so how do I become happy in the first place then? If I have to be happy first to be successful, how do I become happy in the first place? So the results was this new book that he wrote, Before Happiness. In it, Acor discovers that a person's happiness is inherently tied to their perception of reality. In other words, two people who are living in the exact same circumstances can experience reality in two different ways, leading to one person being happy and successful and the other person being unhappy and underachieving. So let's talk about the 5 keys to happiness and to success. Key number 1, focus on the most valuable reality. Become what he calls a positive genius by teaching your brain to focus on the best possible outcome. You can still acknowledge that negativity exists, but that shouldn't be your primary area of focus. Number 2 is map your success. Base your goals around things that have an emotional connection to and what matters to you the most. 3, find what he calls the X spot, the small events, the moments. These are what he refers to as success accelerants that help you believe success is close and, more importantly, that it's possible. Number 4 is learn noise canceling. Ignoring the external and internal negativity that distracts you from being happy and finding your purpose. And number 5, positive inception. Transfer your positive reality to others around you. Pass your positivity to others, raising their happiness, and you will raise the happiness of the entire group, which in turn comes back around and makes you even more happier. So let's dive into these 5 key points with a little bit more depth. Number 1, your most valuable reality. Too many people are under the false impression that happiness isn't possible for them. However, Acor's research shows otherwise. And Before Happiness makes the point that it is our personal responsibility to create our own happiness. Creating a life is a choice we make, and it's one we must make if we want to be happy and help those around us be happy as well. For many people, this all starts with understanding that happiness is possible and that our perception of reality really is a personal choice. We can choose what we focus on, so why not focus on things that add value to our lives instead of the things that bring us down? Number two is mapping your success. According to Anchor, mapping your success relies on figuring out your meaning markers, these things that are truly meaningful to you and help you not only define success, but define happiness. What means the most to you? Is it making more money, spending time with your family, traveling the world, winning awards? What is it that's important to you? You've got to take that time and define that, because if you try to fit in what the status quo is, it may not be what makes you happy. There's no right or wrong answers, but you have to figure out what it is that truly makes you happy if you want to formulate a path to get there. Once you know where you are and you want to go, you need to look at your current mental map. Are you on the right path to your version of success? If not, it's time you made some serious changes. Anchor also points out that the success routes are different from escape routes. You have to ask yourself, am I moving away from failure or am I moving towards success? Many of us run. You know, when we feel fearful about something, we just turn around and run or we shut down. But that is not moving towards success. A true success map does the latter. It understands the importance of mapping your success can only help you with your goals, but it also helps you better understand what motivates you, what motivates your team. So these are markers, and you've got to find what they are. Number three is finding the X spot. Part of mapping your success is being able to recognize when you have achieved your goal. What are you looking for? How will success manifest itself? Anchor defines the X spot as the precise moment your brain realizes that attaining your goal is not only possible, but probable. It realizes a potent stream of chemicals that help you speed up. The closer you perceive success, the faster you will move towards it. And we see that all the time when we're trying to hit goals in our ACN business. What happens? You know, when we know we're 50 points out from maybe hitting RD, we do more business in that next week to hit that 50 points than we probably did the whole month before. So that's why you've got to find these X spots and map them out. For runners in a marathon, this may be seeing the finish line in the distance. Or for entrepreneurs, it's when you're hitting those goals and hitting your first dollars. Whatever the benchmark of success for you is, you must identify them and track them. Number four is learn the noise canceling. Even if you identified your X spot, it sometimes can be difficult to recognize because of external negativity, or as Anchor calls it, noise. From bad global news to gossip or bad mood of a coworker, external news can distract you from your personal goals or endeavors. Anchor recommends noise canceling, or reducing your intake of negativity by at least 10%. This can include limiting the time you spend listening to the news, the radio, watching the news, or even time spent on social media. So learn to cancel some of that negativity out of your life. Number five is influence others with your positive attitudes. I get by with a little help from my friends isn't just a Beatles lyric, but it's one of Anchor's keys to being happily successful. By adding positivity to the lives of those around you, be it your teammates or your family, your loved ones, you can create positive outcomes for everyone. One way we can do this is by rewriting the social script. By treating others with positivity, you want to be the same you want to be treated with. In other words, we can influence how others behave by choosing how we behave and leading the way. According to Anchor, whoever speaks first in a conversation leads the way for how that conversation will unfold. He calls it the power lead. When someone speaks first and we lead with a positive manner or subject matter, we eliminate the opportunity for another person to lead in with gossip or negativity. An easy way to do this in a business setting is to start a meeting by outlining all the success your team has had and give out praise. Another way is to reframe the narrative for sharing a negative. Focus on we instead of I. When you apply that you're in it all together as a team, it creates synergy that bonds everyone together. Combined with a power lead, this is an effective way to get everyone organized and focused on the same objectives. That objective is being happy. So if you want to be successful, find happiness first. So I wish you the best day today. Go out, be happy, spread happiness, and you will see a sustained change in your positive energy and your successes. Everyone have a fantastic day.